1039 LI News Radio. Follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook, and listen live 24/7 at linewsradio.com.
Well, it is election central right here. We're banging them out left and right, winners, losers, and those in between. Certainly a race too close to call at this point in time is the highly coveted Suffolk County Sheriff's race. And that's where one of the combatants still lives another day. His name is Errol Toulon Jr. And nice enough to give us a couple of minutes here on this Thursday morning. Errol, how are you?
Good morning, Jay. How are you today?
I am doing well. Boy, I tell you, that was a close 1,300 vote differential Tuesday night. I don't know where you were. Were you home? I don't headquarters. But give us an idea. Give us an idea where you were and the mindset throughout the evening, Errol.
I was at Democratic headquarters with my family and friends, watching the results as they came in.
And, boy, I tell you, talk about pins and needles, right? Back and forth, it went. And when it was all said and done, 1,300 or so votes separate you and Larry Zacharys, and we understand over 14,000 absentee ballots still need to be counted. So when you left headquarters in Hauppauge on Tuesday night, how are you feeling?
Probably the same way I walked in, you know, cautiously optimistic because of, you know, the amount of absentee ballots that still needs to be counted. But, you know, for coming into a race with 53 days to go, I was very proud of my accomplishments. I met a lot of great people throughout our county that had a lot of issues that they wanted to discuss. And so I'm really looking forward to seeing what the final outcome is.
And Errol, you make the point, you know, 53 days. I mean, let's face it, you know, we had heard the name bandied about left and right regarding Phil Boyle. Of course, he did lose that primary, and parties, you know, had to put someone in. You came in there. I mean, what do you think it says with 53 days prior to an election? Errol Toulon in there. You did have some backing. You had some cross endorsements. We understand that. But what do you think resonated the most as far as you in such a short time still vying for this position right now?
Well, I think one of the things that the voters truly acknowledge is that they wanted someone with experience to really take over the office. And, you know, you can have a team of all-stars in any sport, and it doesn't necessarily mean you're going to win a championship. It really depends on the work ethic and the product that you put out on the field. That's going to determine if you win. And I think, you know, for those 53 days, they were very long and hard for me. Some people had the opportunity to run a marathon where I had to run a sprint.
Talking with Errol Toulon Jr., served as the director of Suffolk County Water Authority, retired NYC correction captain, 22-year career, I believe, with the Department of Corrections. As you make your way now into the next, who knows, maybe 30, 40 days until we get the finality of it all here, Errol. If you are into this post, what would be maybe the top three things on the Toulon agenda to really attack here? We know there are plenty of problems right now, the gangs and the drugs, obviously. Outreach, making sure the communication is proper between enforcement and the public. I would imagine it is right up there. Any others? I mean, are those some of the top things that you would want to attack right off the bat here?
You know, the sharing of intelligence between our law enforcement partners would be one of the key issues. But, you know, you just mentioned something during your news brief about blood members that were being arrested. And, you know, I said during many debates to meet the candidates that we can't lose focus because, you know, we hear so much about MS-13, we tend to forget about the Bloods and the Crips and all the other gangs that are terrorizing not only our county, but our nation. The second thing, of course, would be the opioid addiction, because that is another issue that's plaguing our entire country. And then finally, a strong reentry piece for those that are leaving our custody in our jails. Because remember, we have a jail system, and average stay in a jail setting is between 60 to 90 days. So trying to assist those individuals who are returning back to society so that they have the proper resources so they don't reoffend or they have someone that they can go to connect with that would assist them in their reentry back to society.
And, you know, you bring up the gangs and, you know, the Bloods, and MS-13 has certainly been priority one for many, and that has brought up a lot of conversation regarding immigration laws. You know, the Vince DeMarco held the sheriff's post, Errol, you know, for 12 years. You know, there was a lot of discussion regarding sanctuary, not sanctuary, as far as the county is concerned here. You know, there's laws, there's the Unaccompanied Minors Act. You know, it's a big thing. You know, they've had individuals who have been deported, who have come back in and have created complete heinous acts here. That has to be on your mind going forward, especially with a gang problem, as has become priority one now.
Yes, and you know, as I stated earlier, you know, violent offenders, violent individuals who are not here legally, undocumented, you know, will be turned over to, you know, the federal government. I think the federal government needs to move a little quicker on their identification of individuals. So I think they leave it too much for local and state officials to do their job. But, you know, they will remain in the Suffolk County Jail, as I said, and I look forward to working with them.
Talking with Errol Toulon Jr., what about, you know, and I mentioned maybe on one of the items could be on your agenda is maybe to get more involved, more of an engagement as far as the public. We know there's been a lack of around this country regarding communities and those who protect those communities. Is that going to be something that is going to be high on your list, maybe to get a little bit more engaged, to have the troops out there a little bit more, get to know the public, their concerns, that type of thing? How important is that to you?
You know, that's extremely important. One of the things I was able to do as the deputy commissioner of operations when I was with the New York City Department of Correction was actually get out into the communities with my correction staff and talk to the communities to find out what the various issues are that they were facing. And it was also a good recruitment tool because individuals can now see a viable occupation that they may want to pursue at some point in their life. But actually, you know, breaking down the barriers, building trust in our communities is something that I've done. And I've also done it when I worked for County Executive Ballone, going to the communities, hearing them, talking to them. And that's why, you know, I think I had a pretty good relationship coming into this race with various communities that enabled me to get to the point I'm at right now.
Now, we mentioned before, you know, and again, it's politics, it's a game, I get it, the cross endorsements, and you were kind of thrown right in the middle of it, Errol. You know, you and I would speak, but in essence, was there a feeling of discomfort along the way at all, knowing all that was going on and the party endorsements, Phil Boyle, the loss by him, you, somebody had to be put in place, you were, as you mentioned, 53 days prior. Was there a feeling of, wow, what am I doing? I mean, and it ended up well because you're right in it at this point in time. Listen, it's probably a moot point to you at this point in time, but were you feeling some sort of uneasiness along this trek?
You know, when I spoke to all the parties, one of the things that resonated from them was the fact that I was the most experienced candidate that ever ran for sheriff in Suffolk County, not just you know, in this particular race. I think that, you know, going forward, you know, I do feel I'm the most qualified candidate. I think I do have the credentials. I am, you know, and I think the first time I spoke to you, you know, I'm a two-time cancer survivor and someone that doesn't back down from a challenge. So, you know, for me, this was a huge challenge, whether I was successful or not at the time I accepted it. But I do feel that I've proven myself by traveling from Montauk to Amityville, Southold to Brookhaven, that as individuals meet me, that, you know, I am someone that, you know, a force to be reckoned with to really work on our law enforcement community and the sheriff's office to help bring them to the forefront and also work with our law enforcement partners to really make the public safe. And that's the real key to this whole race, you know. It's what, you know, who can make the public safe and do it responsibly fiscally.
You know, you mentioned in the beginning of the conversation, intelligence, so important to make sure you have that information to put hardened criminals behind bars where they belong, and working with, you just mentioned now, it seems to me the landscape has changed as far as enforcement is concerned. There is a very tough society out there, and it just can't take one type of agency. And now, you know, you look at the gangs with task enforcement and FBI and, of course, local departments. It's a team effort here. That's what's really going to prevail here. That's really the thing in my mind that has changed from this point in time where we're at as maybe 10, 20 years ago when you kind of got started in all this stuff. You agree with that?
Absolutely. You know, I became a New York City correction officer in 1982, and we really didn't have a formalized plan to or strategy to really gather intelligence. It was really individual. Even on Rikers Island, where, you know, we have 10 jails, including the borough. That's not even including the borough facilities, the courts, and the prison hospitals. But when I came back as the Deputy Commissioner of Operations in 2014, we were able to, put all our law enforcement partners in one room and actually share intelligence as it was occurring. So that's why my intelligence unit, or, you know, with some people for a gang unit, was able to assist the New York City Police Department in arresting 37 Blood members on the streets because of the intelligence that we were gathering inside of our correctional facilities.
You know, I always remember Curtis Sliwa from the Guardian Angels stating, and especially with the gang stuff, is that they should almost be treated, with the crime families as far as witness protection and maybe green cards and whatnot, because information, intelligence, is really the key to any operation. Do you agree with that?
Well, you know, he's a very interesting individual, but I don't know what his background is as far as gathering intelligence. But what I can say is from my perspective is the fact that when we're able to gather intelligence, you know, we do need to protect those that who might have been fearful of coming forward to law enforcement and giving that. So you know individuals who may be undocumented, individuals who are fearful in their communities, who want to tell law enforcement officers what exactly is going on. You know, we have to make them feel comfortable, and we have to protect them and make them feel safe. So, you know, I don't know budgetarily what, you know, the local law enforcement agencies can do, but, you know, I do feel that we need to protect them to the best of our ability.
Errol, this office has been about for a long time, over 300 years. There's a lot of history, a lot of tradition here. What would it mean to you to kind of carry on this tradition?
You know, I'm a very proud individual, and the correction officers, the Suffolk County correction officers, and the Suffolk County deputy sheriffs that I have met are individuals that are professionals. They are very prideful in the work that they do. They do realize that they're not recognized as some other law enforcement agencies are. And so one of the things that I would do, especially coming from an agency that wasn't recognized that much, is to acknowledge the men and women for the great jobs that they do day in and day out, and also publicize it as much as possible by putting out press release for those that have really gone above and beyond the call of duty when it's warranted. So, you know, making them feel appreciated and respected for the jobs that they do, because it's very difficult, you know, to go into an agency that does not receive the notoriety of, say, a federal agency or other local law enforcement agencies might, but they do a tremendous job. They're a tremendous asset to public safety and the law enforcement community, and I'm looking forward to leading them.
Well, listen, we appreciate a few minutes. 1,300 plus votes. Toulon in the lead with a little over 14,000 absentee ballots still need to be counted. A pretty good fight on both ends. Errol, I really appreciate a couple of minutes. Best of luck.